This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says more than 500,000 Palestinians have been displaced in recent days by escalating Israeli military operations in both southern and northern Gaza. Aid workers are struggling to distribute dwindling supplies to Palestinians facing catastrophic levels of hunger in makeshift tent camps. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday unveiled a bundle of steep tariff increases on an array of Chinese imports, including electric vehicles, computer chips, and medical products, risking an election year standoff with Beijing in a bid to woo voters who give his economic policies low marks. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The White House cited unacceptable risks to U.S. economic security. It said those threats came from unfair Chinese practices, flooding global markets with cheap goods. Biden administration officials said their measures are carefully targeted and unlikely to worsen inflation. They also downplayed the risk of retaliation from Beijing. Biden has struggled to convince voters of his economic policies, despite a backdrop of low unemployment and above-trend economic growth. The president has said he wants to win this era of competition with China, but not to launch a trade war. On Tuesday, China strongly criticized the U.S. decision.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday in Kyiv said Russia needs to rebuild Ukraine.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. It's what international law demands. It's what the Ukrainian people deserve.
Blinken also said the U.S. intends to use its power to seize Russian assets. This is VOA News. Georgian lawmakers on Tuesday approved a foreign influence bill that sparked weeks of mass protest. Critics see it as a Russian-style threat to free speech and the country's aspirations to join the European Union. The bill requires media and non-governmental organizations and other nonprofits to register as pursuing the interests of a foreign power if they receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad. The governing Georgian Dream Party withdrew a similar bill last year after protests. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center reports conflicts and violence have pushed the number of internally displaced people to a record-breaking high of 75.9 million people, with nearly half living in sub-Saharan Africa. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The report finds conflicts in Sudan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Gaza accounted for nearly two-thirds of new displacement movements in 66 countries in 2023. The lead author of the newest report, Vicente Anzalini, says the number of internal displacements, that is, the number of times people have been forced to move because of conflict, has increased in the past few years, and this added to the total number of IDPs at the end of 2023. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's limited gag order in his hush money case was held up by a higher court on Tuesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A New York appellate court denies and dismisses Donald Trump's appeal of his gag order in his hush money criminal trial, finding that Judge Juan Merchan properly determined that Trump's public statements posed a significant threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses. Lawyers argued the gag order is an unconstitutional curb on the presumptive Republican nominee's free speech rights. In its ruling, a five-judge panel of the Intermediate Appeals Court noted Trump wasn't claiming that the gag order had infringed on his right to a fair trial. At court in Manhattan, Julie Walker.
A new FBI report shows the rate of assaults on American law enforcement reached a 10-year high in 2023, with more than 79,000 officer attacks reported. The report released on Tuesday also shows the number of officers assaulted and injured by guns is climbing too. Agencies reported 466 assaults involving guns, which is the highest level in a decade. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.